Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. There's a lot of controversy over the TSA ruling and implementation at the airports over the searching and abuse of passengers. Some people say it'd be better for us to profile Muslims, and I happen to agree with that. But in the meantime, the law is the law, and everybody is subject to the law. So I've asked the TSA to at least pipe in music during the search. Here's a sample.
You're fine. So kind. You tell this world that you mind. Ain't you trying to kill me? I quit on my thumb. Play on the episode, buddy. Show is fun. Come on, baby.
I honestly feel that the next war will be a nuclear war, and we're not ready at all. We were ready more in the 50s than we are today. So keep that in mind, and it looks like that that contrail that was televised 30 miles off the coast of California, some people are speculating it's a Chinese missile. Now, who fired it, we don't know. If it is a Chinese missile, chances are it could have been fired from a Chinese submarine. It could have been fired from a boat or a platform. Once again, let me reemphasize, the next war will be nuclear. It may not start here in the United States, but the next war will be nuclear, in my opinion.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles, Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch,
and I don't like anybody very much.
But we can be tranquil and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that some lovely day, someone will set the spark off,
and we will all be blown away.
They're rioting in Africa. They're striking Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow man.
They've announced today, Sunday, that North Korea has another nuclear facility that nobody knew about. And they're wondering how a country like North Korea, who is starving for food, supplies, and money, has the ability to build a nuclear facility, which is kind of expensive. And the speculation seems to be that the Iranians are paying for it. So you could say they've opened the branch in North Korea, just in case we get all of the facilities in Iran. They'll still be in business. Can we get another TSA song?
That's a freak, gotcha. Moving and quick and hotter than molten lava, hotter than boiling water.
Come on, rhythm, so make your head jerk. We making our whole joint short circuit. Head high, touch the sky, get them up. Get them up, 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 get them up. Come on, rhythm, so make your head jerk. We making our whole joint short circuit. Head high, touch the sky, get them up. Get them up, 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 get them up.
Hands up, get your hands up. Get your hands in that.
No one likes
don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too.
Time has come in the United States for a third party, and that third party is the Tea Party. I am disappointed in both Republicans and especially the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats don't even have a country. That's a party over country party. The Repuppies are not as dangerous. But I was sad to learn two things that I never knew. And one of them is that Richard Nixon created the EPA. And I was sad to hear that. I never liked it when they abandoned Taiwan. I thought that that was a betrayal equal to the promise to aid the Hungarians in their uprising in the 50s. I mean, we've pulled some dirty stunts on people that counted on us. And I'm watching Obama, and he's kissing a Russian buttocks this week. And he's calling them our allies. And he's already sacrificed Poland and Czechoslovakia on the altar of communism. And those are our real allies, and he sold them out. And he's calling the Russians our allies. This guy, by the time he learns what he has to learn, we'll all be dead. We have to look to ourselves because we're in trouble. We're wide open. We're face down, pants down, and we don't have a prayer. And I'm going to play you something in a few minutes about the State Department intelligence. And it's going to make you real nervous. And you better take a good look at your children and just picture how many mattresses you can carry over your head going across a bridge to a safe nuclear-free zone. And you think about that. And don't worry about your 401k. The government already has your 401k. They just haven't told you they took it. If you don't stop these tax monsters, all taxes should stop as of tomorrow. And all they should do is pass the hat around. And all these senators and politicians can all take $1 million expense account cut right off the bat. And there should only be one term of office for anybody who's seeking office. It should be like being drafted. You serve your country one time and you get out with a thank you. None of this Mayor Bloomingdale changing the laws to suit himself after he bought the city council. I wonder if George Soros loaned them any money. Unbelievable. We have so many enemies inside, we don't have to worry about the enemies outside. So, hang in there. Let me see what we're going to do next. To 18 intelligence agencies all agree no nukes in Tehran. Is this the same intelligence community that predicted the hit on the USS Cole, Mogadishu, Kenya, Tanzania, Al-Khobar, and the Clinton Towers in New York? Is this the same State Department that plays mini UN? The best State Department head we ever had, the ambassador to the UN, was John Bolton, and you've seen the flag burners got rid of him. Oh, you don't know who the flag burners are? They're the party of death, the DNC, the divide and conquer party. Always a sharecropper, never a share. 40 of the senators, 40 senators were Democrats. They voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. 135 Viet Congress mice also voted to burn the flag before 9/11, but they wanted to appropriate $1 million for Woodcrap. That's a monument to the fallen at Woodcrap. You know why they fell? Because they slipped in their own feces. Yes, it was better to do weed at Woodcrap and practice your fornication. Practice free love. Yeah. Than it would be to drag a buddy's body out of a rice paddy in Vietnam for a war that was started by Democrats and a war that was abandoned by Democrats. They left the Americans they sent there to die on the battlefield, and they promised they would never run again. Yeah. The media has short memories when it comes to the sins of the party of death. And that doesn't count all the kids they kill. I'm surprised they haven't passed a law to put a bounty on fetuses. You think I'm harsh? Well, get over it. I'll tell you who is much harsher. That's the guy, Khalid the Virgin Counter, who wants to cut your throat as soon as he can get rid of the Americans in Iraq. And the only reason that you're walking around and breathing today is because there's 158,000 GIs that are showing the terror world that if you mess with us, we're going to come to your house and knock on your door. And every terrorist has a certificate of origin. Every Al-Qaeda has a mother and father in a hometown. And we can find you no matter where you are. So, we're talking about this, the Unified Intelligence Community. 18 intelligence units have all confirmed that Iran has no nukes. And that the Japanese fleet is out at sea somewhere. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. Is this the same State Department that plays mini UN? Is this the same, you know, that the intelligence report was written by the State Department? Now, how much faith do you have in the State Department? Is this the same State Department that had a sissy fit when ordered to go to Iraq, testifying hysterically before Congress that they did not want to die? Where did that Al-Media footage disappear to so fast? It was a flash. It was a flash that was never seen again. Just like the look on Clinton's face in Australia when he found out that the Clinton Towers had just been hit in New York. You will never see that footage. Never. Because you could see he had guilt written all over his face. Get that footage. Prove me wrong. 12 Iranian cities that we know about are making nukes. Persian rugs now glow in the dark. They already have subway maps of Beirut, New York. Don't trust, but do verify. Don't send Uday Pelosi again to Syria for the IED factory ribbon-cutting ceremony. And welcome to blogtalkradio.com, and welcome to SOAP, the Spirit of America Party. Did you know that Senator Banzai the Babies Nelson is an astronaut with two S's? he accompanied Uday Pelosi to bomb-making school in Damascus. Do you know why he was never allowed to land on the moon? Because NASA was afraid, even without oxygen, he would find a way to burn the American flag, like he voted to do along with Mata Hari Pelosi and Harry Reid, the shoe bomber, 40 days before 9-1-1. And never forget, 9-1-1 New Yorkers forget nothing. So be sure to get my book. You want to know who the players are? You want to know who to vote out of office in 2008? Go to Chapter 3, Flag Burners of Record. It's there, taken from the Thomas Voting Register. Everyone who wished death, signed Death to America 40 days before, calling flag burning a freedom of speech, lying in saying that the GI who's coming back in a flag-draped coffin died to give that communist bastard the right to burn his flag. No American ever died to give any commie bastard the right to burn Old Glory. There's only one way you can burn the American flag. You got to do it on a cold, rainy, windy day with a wet book of matches in front of a 6,000-man sniper team with 50-caliber rifles. And naturally, the team goes first. Now, to cheer you up, I have two pictures. One picture is an F-16. It's taking off from an aircraft carrier. And the caption underneath says, "Cut my head off, will you?" I also have one with the cruise missile coming out of the water. You know, compliments of the military-industrial complex that I love. And it's coming out of the water and being fired from a submarine. It's just breaking the water. And that caption also says, "Cut my head off, will you? Okay, I won't do it again." And then I have one of George Bush in his famous mission accomplished photo, standing on the deck of a carrier with his pilot's gear on. And the caption underneath says, "I will lead the first wave over Bandar Abbas. Dick Cheney will ride shotgun. And please, fellas, don't hurt our oil wells." Welcome to the Spirit of America party. I'll open up with a tune. And if you're not pro-American, you know what you do? Go take a bath and bring the radio in the tub with you. Make sure it's plugged in. Hang in there. Oh, by the way, Obama is also promising the Russians that he'll share Star Wars technology with them. This guy is going to deliver another White House. This will be the second time the White House gets burned since 1812. This guy is an absolute fool in a murderer's world. And the other thing that bothered me was the fact that George Bush the Elder dismantled the neutron bomb program. My friends, if we're going to be weak and vulnerable, at least let's stay technologically ahead of the curve. If we're going to be fat and lazy and decadent and wide open, at least let's have the technology that can save our ass. Because let me tell you something, once we fall, nobody is coming to our rescue, and nobody will take you in, you American swine and loser. You think about that. And think about your grandkids who can't fight yet.
Into an explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, "Oh, my God," and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw the huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke. And next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard is an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the
was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
A couple of things before I forget. One is that Al-Qaeda and the goal of the jihadists and the bad Muslims, which is the majority of Islam and not the minority that the State Department would tell you it is, their goal is to destroy the economics of the United States. And it has always been their goal to wipe out the airline industry, and it began with TWA and Pan Am. And then they went after U.S. Air and American Airlines on 9/11. Now they're going after UPS and FedEx. This is their goal. And I'm telling you, the day will come when wives and mothers will have to have baby carriages made of Kevlar when they go to the mall. These people are going to turn the entire United States into a downtown Baghdad supermarkets. You wait and see. And for those 60,000 American troops at Fort Hood, your ass should be on the border tonight, protecting both the Americans and the Mexican people who are being slaughtered, so that a junior can buy pot on the open market. You think about that. 28,000 Mexicans are dead, and you know who killed them? American pot buyers. It is sad. And we need 60,000 American troops, instead of being unarmed in Fort Hood and having to call the police when a Muslim with a gun goes wild. Those 60,000 should have their weapons that are down in the arms room, and they should be out on the border instead of putting 1,200 guys in three states. Come on, give me a break. And here's another thing to think about. Do not stop looking for bin Laden. We're right down the street. We got to get him now. We got to get him now. We're there. Get him. As soon as he's located, make sure the bomb is so big that it can't miss. And we should not leave until we get bin Laden. That was the goal from day one. That's the goal before 9,000 Americans died. That was the goal of the Clinton administration before Osama bin Laden came. And, of course, the Clintons failed to do their due diligence. They were just too busy selling pardons and using Eric Holder as their bagman, their packager. He packaged all the pardon deals for the Puerto Rican terrorists who tried to kill Harry Truman for votes. And they're still buying votes. This time they're buying them for Hillary, who's going to be coming on the scene, and Obama's going to be betrayed. But Obama is a threat to the country, and whoever gets rid of him will be doing the nation a favor. Whoever votes him out of office, that's what I mean by getting rid of him. I do not want to see any harm come to him at all, and no American should. Not if you love this country. But he should have to prove his citizenship, and if he can't, he should be asked to step down. And I wouldn't give up on it, and I wouldn't let the communist thwart you from doing your due diligence and exposing him as an illegal alien, even if he's from another planet. Hang in there. I'm looking at a picture of Donald Rumsfeld shaking President Bush's hand as he announces his resignation November the 8th, 2006. On November the 1st of 2006, this is taken from Wikipedia, President Bush stated he would stand by Rumsfeld as Defense Secretary for the length of his term as President, November the 1st, 2006. Rumsfeld wrote a resignation letter dated November 6th, and per the stamp on the letter, Bush saw it on Election Day, November the 7th. In the elections, the House and the Senate is shifted to Democratic control, and that's when we began the decline of the United States, the accelerated decline. Many Republicans were unhappy with the delay, believing that they would have won more votes if voters had known Rumsfeld was resigning, which goes to show you, if you're a good man and you're a threat, they'll throw you overboard too. Bush nominated Robert Gates for the position at a press conference announcing the resignation of Rumsfeld and the nomination of Gates. Bush remarked, "America is safer and the world is more secure because of the leadership of Don Rumsfeld." On December the 18th, 2006, the resignation took effect and Gates was sworn in as his successor. One of the last actions as Defense Secretary for Rumsfeld was to pay a surprise visit to Iraq on December 10th, just before Christmas, to bid farewell to the United States military serving in Iraq. Including his time serving as the 13th Secretary of Defense under President Ford from 1975 to 1977, Rumsfeld is the second longest serving Secretary of Defense in history, falling 9 days short of the longest serving Pentagon Chief, Robert McNamara. In a farewell ceremony, Rumsfeld's long-term political ally, Dick Cheney, who worked with him in the Ford administration, said, "The finest Secretary of Defense the nation ever had." Now, let me go back to the Republicans being disappointed because they were getting thrown out, which they deserved to be thrown out. Sadly, their replacements were worse. Many Republicans were disappointed that Bush did not betray him earlier. It could have saved their worthless seats. The communist media in 2000 called Bush a thief, saying he stole the election, and then they labeled him a dummy. By 2004, the dummy had stolen re-election. The communist press in 2000 immediately went after Attorney General Ashcroft for praying in the office, as compared to President Pinocchio Pants playing in the oral office. Ashcroft is gone, and today we have Eric the Bagholder, the packager of the Mark Rich pardons, and protector of Al-Qaeda. That's why we all stand in airport lines getting felt up, because we fit the Muslim terrorist profile. But my heart goes out to the man I call the Rumsfeld Marshal. In betrayal, he was as magnanimous as Jesus. Right after he was thrown under the steamroller, he pulled himself together and thanked the man who betrayed him for the privilege of serving, born an American who gave America 72 years of dedication to freedom in spite of dungeon fire and sword. If Rumsfeld was a baseball pitcher, he would have gotten credit for the Iraqi win after seven innings. It wasn't the surge that worked. The surge was the culmination of total effort from day one to win. The first American who laid down his life for his friends, Jesus style, built the foundation for winning. And now we have Eric Al-Qaeda Holder and Admiral Lemon and Secretary of No Defense Gates, whose biggest concern is can a general wear a tiara and earrings on the battlefield. Thank you, Dom Rumsfeld. You have served the taxpayer well. We got our money's worth from your sacrifice. I can still remember that flag-burning, baby-killing, woman-drowning snake senator looking down his nose, asking you why don't you resign. And your reply, cool, calm, and collective, was, I serve at the pleasure of the president. If he tells me to resign, I will resign. That senator is now working boiler number three for eternity. Too bad GW did not have the courage of your convictions. Well, that is why Pontius Pilate had a finger bowl. Well done, Donald Rumsfeld. Well served. Valhalla salutes you. And if you ever want to chat, I'm here for you. H-E-A-R.
Hang in there, boys and girls, and we'll give you our tribute to Sarah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, Spirit of America Party radio show. We have good news tonight. The TSA is backing down. They're going to make a few adjustments because of the Thanksgiving rush. Okay, and if I had my way, Thanksgiving would be a holy day of obligation. But because of the Thanksgiving rush, they're going to let people go through the inspection line as a couple. So if you want to team up with somebody, already eHarmony.com is handing out checklists at the airport. So we thought we would give you we want to take the edge off because we know everybody's uptight about this frisking. Everybody's looking for your friskies. We're going to dedicate a tune, and the name of the tune is Pony Time. But we're going to change it to TSA time. And when he says, hey, everybody in the Union Hall, just change that line to, hey, everybody in the airport line. Okay, here we go. Pony up with your partner. Oh, by the way, I've been to the airport six times for the pat-down today, and I'm not flying. They better have two lines because they're going to upset the traveling public. They should have one for pat-down for those people flying and pat-downs for people who are not flying. And the good news is that the Pope has okayed the use of condoms, but only at airport pat-downs. I couldn't get the pony time. It sounded like the three chipmunks. The bit rate was off, so I couldn't do it.
So what I'm doing is I'm going to improvise with the Hucklebuck, and we'll change the name of the Hucklebuck to the Buckle Up. Last night I did a tribute to Donald Rumsfeld, the unsung American hero. And tonight I'm doing a tribute to Blessed Sarah Palin, only because the elite hate her guts. So hang in there. It's entitled They all hate Sarah Palin. Only Hillary is allowed to win. They all put down Sarah Palin. Wait till you see this Secretary of State, the wife in name only of President Pinocchio Pants, two government workers who never had a day job and are worth on the books $137 million, and we don't know how much under the table. Not counting the uranium commissions in a Canadian-Kazakhstan deal that the press won't investigate. Just like they never investigated the Bush cover-up of the Mark Rich pardons, which were prepackaged by Al-Qaeda leader Eric Holder, and the Al stands for alleged. Everything is alleged. And you're worried about getting felt up at the airport, but while you're being fleeced by two two-faced parties, did you know that Mitch McConnell voted to let the flag burn SJR-7 40 days before 9/11? Eight Republicans joined with 40 Democrats to prevent the Flag Desecration Act. So, show no mercy to any traitor, regardless of party. Be fair and impartial. Fire them all. Now that Sarah is advertising her abilities to shoot, hunt, fish, raise a family, and govern, not to mention helping getting Tea Party candidates elected who never had a chance. And if she didn't get him elected, she came close against elitist odds. Now Mama Bush is putting down a good woman who happens to have looks and brains. Sarah also knows where the American oil is. The media rabble lie is she is too good to be true. They even sent an investigation team to find out if her Siberian husky was having a relationship with a Malamute. Yeah, she's too good to be true. And when the Repuppies told us she could not make the team, she played on. You won't see her in Europe calling Russia an ally or apologizing for winning World War II. She knows the difference between a terrorist and a sympathizer. She is the best of America, and the elitists hate her guts. The communists have given us Obama, who they plan to sacrifice in 2012. They're going to Leon Trotsky Obama. And give us the new savior, Hillary Clinton. It's the same old song with the same old meaning, and she rings the gong. Don't be surprised if you see a National Geographic episode starring Hillary to counteract Sarah's Alaska debut. I got a flashback to 9/11 before I forget. There was a priest who was one of the first casualties of 9/11. I think his name was Father Judge. He was the chaplain for the fire department, and there's a classic photo that shows him being carried out of the disaster area, and he's dead. So Father Judge, I think, was a Franciscan monk, and the church had his brother monks had a nice ceremony for him along with the fire department, and the entire fire department, a lot of the fire department guys were all lined up along the sidewalk. And they were getting ready to salute his casket as it came by, being carried by monks. And who pops out in front of the cameras but Hillary Clinton being covered by CNN. And she thrust herself in front of the firemen. These guys, some of them still had their work clothes on. They came right from the job site. And she stuck a hand out, and I could see the CNN camera filming it all, and I said to myself, this is a propaganda picture for her campaign. And if I see that goddamn footage when she runs for office, I'm going to raise the roof. And as she was going down, the firemen all had looks of disgust on their face.
and one guy who still had his work clothes on turned his back on her because he knew what she was doing. And I just wanted to remind you of that because, and it, fortunately, we never saw that footage, but you may see it when she runs for the presidency. And if you do, remember what Uncle Tom said. Okay, so where am I? So don't be surprised if you see a National Geographic episode starring Hillary to counteract Sarah's Alaska debut. Here's Hillary washing lepers in Molokai. She was really named after Father Damien. Here is Hillary feeding the wildlife in New York City. She has built a nest for New York City squirrels, you know, those black ones with the stringy tails, including Chuck Schumer and Anthony Weasel, two flag burners of record. Here she is feeding the weak upstate people, upstate New York, bringing more baloney to Phony Maloney, who's also a flag burner. And, of course, flag burners are usually baby killers, and all three of those that aforementioned are baby killers. 3,500 a day. We can't save one. We couldn't save one black baby. We couldn't save one Latino baby. We couldn't save one white baby. How come? Where's our compassion? What are we going to do? Go down and adopt Africa while we murder 3,500 Americans a day? What, are you kidding me? If you want to adopt a kid, go to a chop shop. Here is Hillary feeding the wildlife. Oh, here she is on her day off with Bill at Chappaqua in the counting room, separating the Krugerrands from the Tola bars. This stack is upstate Hasidim votes for pardons and forgiveness of the Puerto Rican terrorists. Oh, this stack we have to send back. It's Hamas contributions. We got caught with that. We have to send it back. Oh, here's a forgiveness for the Puerto Rican terrorists who killed two cops on the White House lawn who were trying to get to the last real Democrat, Harry Truman. It's a leisurely day and Bill is playing his golden saxophone, donated by Mark Rich's wife, who presented her bazooms and the instrument that got Mark a pardon. Mark couldn't be there. He's in Switzerland celebrating Passover on the lam. You remember Mark. He was convicted by Rudy Giuliani for trading with the Iranians. Oh, I wonder if he has connections in Canada and Kazakhstan also. Not to worry, America. You still have time to dance with the TSA cheek to cheek at the airport. Wait till they're doing it to you in malls. How do you like those new machines that George Soros bought, 11,000 shares worth? But he's off the hook. He sold them a few days ago when Glenn Beck shone the light on him again. Yeah, it's like looking for bed bugs. Yeah, I wonder if Glenn had a wet bar of soap when he pulled the covers off of George Soros. Are you getting enough Rentkins? Is that the same as vitamins? I know dentists who won't go through that machine. Forget about being nuked at the airport. Worry about why they didn't tell you that the Chinese missile off of California was only a penetration test. Nobody bought the Piper Cub Vapor Trail story, so America now has two options. Either be penetrated on the West Coast or at the airport. I hope they make pat-downs more friendly. Maybe play some disco music like Staying Alive. I don't think we can survive two more years of the Obama bad rap. Is impeach a fruit? The Queen of Demons will be introduced to the public by Marine Killing NBC, Communist News Network CNN, the Boston Globe, Newsweek, the New York Slimes, and the Washington Deep Throat Post, who had the number two FBI man on their payroll. Allegedly. They will bring her to the stage crying, "Save us, Hillary! Only Hillary can save us!" And Obama will be trashed like the American flag on the front cover of Newsweek, their Japanese December 7th issue. You can see that attention getter. Just look for the American flag in the garbage pail. You can see it on www.captainsblog.us. Read 'em and weep, baby. Meanwhile, good, decent pro-American women / real mothers will be ridiculed by Communist Central, who always feature political assassins who do their own religion in first, like John the Monkey and Claudette Colbert. And they mock religious morality under the guise of comedy when they really stick the knife, the stiletto in from their heel. They always use the excuse it's only comedy. Yeah. I just saw that big geek castaway from drug-laden Saturday Night Dead. You ever see that big crybaby that always wears diapers? Introduce himself as a comedian. And he started off with by trashing his heritage. He said he was Irish Catholic, and then he went into a Terry Schiavo joke. Was there anything funny about the murder of Terry Schiavo? The only witness to a murder was silenced. We will see how funny it is when the government he fostered pulls his feeding tube. Even better, may a saintly nun hook his life support IV up to the tropical fish tank. Two shows I cannot miss is Sarah's Alaska, that features good people, and Boardwalk Empire, to remind me that media politicians are a dime a dozen. I don't want to live in a country where a father tells his son or daughter, "This is America, you can be anything you want, you can even be president of the United States, if you have $150 million. Sail on, Sarah, lead us to the promised land. The Alaskan Moses, that's who she is. If it is good for America, it is good enough for me. More tea, everybody? We be talking. Hang in there.
blanc. Mais d'autres gens en avaient décidé autrement. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi que je regarde tout bas. Comme toi qui n'a
I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I
America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Tonight we dedicate our show to warriors, young and old. And tonight the warrior that we are celebrating his courage is a kid named Cody from California who's 13 years old. He rides a bicycle to school with a big American flag on it, and the communists made him take it down. And it's time to raise the colors again, Cody. So hang in there and we'll pay you a tribute for your courage. God bless you, Cody.
Prince Leon Hill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard prancing beat the borders brave from the banks of the Van. Many a hatch of quail under its cord of mail, deeply the merciless home and shall rue. When none his ear shall ring, for none the breezes wing, if on out red war cry out under the bow. While Leor Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless eagle sweeps over the dale, the fox in the streets of the city are prowling, and all would scare them as banks has slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the old fight again, sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel, errands of vengeance steal, right, fire country O'Donnell the bull.
It's been a while since I did a radio show.